You're listening to SBS News.
The 45th Parliament of Australia has a growing crossbench. With the recent addition of former Liberal MP Julia Banks, there are now 8 MPs sitting as independents or minor party members on the crossbench. Although they haven't formed a voting bloc, most of them have made it clear their priority is removing children from Australia's offshore detention centre on Nauru.
Unless the children are brought here to Australia, never to return, we will see a death amongst these children. And that must not be something that rests on the Australian conscience.
The recently elected Sydney Independent, Karen Phelps, has taken possession of a petition outside Parliament with 170,000 signatures on it, calling for the government to change its policy.
This is a humanitarian and medical crisis. My colleagues here and I will deliver this petition. We will make sure that your voices are heard, and we will make sure that we keep the pressure on until all of the children are removed from Nauru.
The coalition has been forced into a minority government with 73 MPs, excluding the Liberal Speaker of the House. Several of the crossbenchers have assured the government of supply and confidence, meaning any attempts to topple the coalition with a no-confidence motion would fail in Parliament. But fewer votes are required for things like referring Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton to the High Court over his constitutional eligibility to sit in Parliament. And the crossbenchers are indicating they also want a new national anti-corruption agency. But Attorney General Christian Porter says it's unlikely.
So I have been working on this for some time, probably about the last 6 months. And what I'd say is that it's not as simple as it looks. And the corruption bodies that have existed in each of the states and territories have had varying degrees of success.
The government's leaning towards strengthening existing federal bodies like the Law Enforcement Integrity Commission. But Labor, the Greens and the crossbench want a whole new commission, with the option of both private and public hearings. Greens leader Richard Di Natale says it's a logical move.
We need an overarching independent body with teeth. We don't need some small group carved out of an existing bureaucracy without the powers necessary to do the job. That's a cop-out.
As the calls for such a body grow, the Australian Public Service Commission released its census on Monday. It revealed nearly 4,400 federal public servants believe they witnessed corruption in the past year. Just the reason, advocates say, a federal anti-corruption agency is needed. Miles Morgan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.